It is one of the most compelling unanswered questions in Boston's history, and now we may never know the truth. Who stole the artwork from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, and where is that artwork now? Bobby Gentile, the last living person of interest in the largest art heist the world has ever seen, and someone the FBI publicly identified as having had the paintings in his possession at one time, has died. His lawyer announced his death last night. He was 85. For the record, Gentile denied many times that he had any knowledge of who stole the artwork or where the masterpieces were.
How could he squeeze me? I don't know nothing. You know me? Never seen the paintings. Never did nothing with the paintings. Never even talked about the paintings.
Gentile was known in the world of organized crime as the cook. Here's Gentile's attorney, Ryan McGuigan.
I asked one person in the criminal underworld who I had, I guess, the pleasure of knowing. And his quote to me was, "Bobby Gentile, best damn sausage and peppers I ever had." And the second I heard that, I'm like, he's really the cook.
Authorities say that despite Gentile's denials, multiple informants were able to record him talking about the paintings and even bragging that he knew where to find them. One person who believes Gentile did know something about the stolen artwork is the Gardner Museum's chief of security, Anthony Amore.
If tomorrow there's a knock at the door at the museum and the Japanese Yakuza has our paintings, I would say, how do you know Bobby Gentile? I've never in my life conversed with someone so willing to lie about things that were demonstrably true than him. He knows something and he will not tell us.
Now, all that incredible sound was part of WBUR and the Boston Globe's Last Scene podcast, which chronicled the Gardner heist and its investigation. It's well worth a listen. But now, joining us to talk about Gentile's passing is Anthony Amore, again, chief of security at the Gardner Museum and a prominent voice throughout the Last Scene podcast. Anthony, thanks for joining us on Radio Boston.
Thank you.
So the FBI thinks Bobby Gentile took at least some of the paintings from another member of the mafia in the parking lot of a main restaurant and transported them to Philadelphia. He maintained to authorities that he didn't, but you think he did. Why?
Well, I've seen more than my fair share of information that we've accumulated throughout the course of the investigation. I was part of all of the interviews with Mr. Gentile. I was part of his polygraph. I was there when he first interviewed with us. It's hard to put all of this information together, things that we found in his home, et cetera, and not believe that he had some connection to the heist.
And he failed his polygraph, correct?
As badly as one can fail one, yes.
What does that mean?
Well, the way polygraphs work is with an algorithm that tells you the likelihood of the person having been lying, and his scores were 99% and 99.9% likelihood of lying. And this is from open court records.
So do you think he was involved in the heist from the beginning, Anthony, as well as transporting the paintings? And do you think he knew where the paintings ended up?
I don't know exactly what his involvement was, and I don't think anybody does. This is the enigma of Bobby Gentile. We do know that he knew something, and it was something that most likely could have helped us, but he refused to provide that information. And along those lines, that one of the things I've heard repeatedly today, including the intro to this interview, is the idea of Bobby Gentile being the last living link, the last living person of interest. And that's just completely untrue. I don't know how this took life in the media a few years ago. Certainly not just you who says that. But it's not based in reality or fact. He is absolutely not the last living person of interest in the investigation.
So we're aware of him as what we thought was the last publicly identified living link. Are there other links that you can name that you either think or know remain of interest?
No, I think it would be incredibly improper for me to name any persons of interest or suspects publicly.
So
and it would be really detrimental to the investigation as well.
So what sense do you have of what it means for the investigation now that he has passed?
Well, there's a couple of things. First, to put it in a real basic way, the day before Mr. Gentile passed away, we were not working on an angle related to anything where he would have been relevant. So in other words, his passing doesn't change anything we're working on at the moment. But I would say, it's really a key point, that when masterpieces are stolen and they're recovered generations later, and it's usually right away or generations later, it's because, in the latter case, someone who is either intimidating or, you know, threatening or scary has either become less so or has passed away. And as a result, information flows more freely. So it's not outside of the realm of possibility that someone might be less inhibited now with the fact that this made member of La Cosa Nostra has passed away.
So that makes me think that you are still actively engaged with law enforcement on this investigation, and it continues to be ongoing?
Oh, absolutely. It's active and ongoing, and neither deterred or delayed by the passing of Mr. Gentile.
Why has it been so hard to solve this, Anthony?
Stolen art is drastically different than the other type of search that we're traditionally accustomed to, which is when you're looking for a fugitive or someone who's been kidnapped. In those instances, when you're looking for a human being, that person has to see doctors and I'm sorry for that.
Thanks.
Noise, has to see doctors and has to go to the store and get food and such. But paintings stay where they're hidden, and they never emerge unless someone finds them or the holder gives them up. So they just sit there and wait, oftentimes in attics and crawl spaces and behind drywall and such, under people's beds, believe it or not. So paintings are not going to emerge on their own. You have to go get them.
And do you think these will eventually emerge, Anthony? And let's just pick, you know, in our lifetimes.
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely do. I've often said that if I thought that there was no hope, then I would leave the job because I'd be absolutely the wrong person for the museum to have as an investigator if I thought that they could never be found. I am as hopeful as ever and as determined as ever and optimistic that we will see these paintings in their frames where they belong at the Goggin Museum again.
So what's the first thing you'll do on that day? The paintings are back in their frames at the Gardner Museum. Your odyssey of decades to find them is over. What's the first thing you do?
That's a great question. I think I can't imagine myself getting them back and seeing them on the walls and walking away from them. I'll spend hours just staring at every inch of them because all I've seen in my lifetime is reproductions. And I've often said that, I think your listeners would agree, there's no super high-res reproduction of a piece of art that compares to the piece of art in person. So I will just take them in for as long as, I'm the director of security, so I can stay as long as I want. So I'll be here.
Awesome.
All night looking at them.
All right, that's Anthony Amore, Chief of Security at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Anthony, thanks for joining us.